We may lay our homes to waste.
Yeah, afraid we may lay it all to waste.
Down here, we can't.
Throwing stones, Grateful Dead on a Monday morning. You're listening to, you're tuned in to Matt Flynn Direct. I'm Stu Daniels. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening. Monday morning. And we're discussing what everybody is discussing right now, the decision by the Supreme Court to overturn Roe v. Wade. Also taking your calls if you want to join in. 844-967-2789 is the phone number. We've been going over a piece that's in the New York Times this morning, an opinion piece written by Linda Greenhouse, who covered the Supreme Court for the New York Times for about 30 years and then was an opinion writer for quite a few years. She's retired now, but came out of retirement to throw in her two cents on this unbelievable decision by the Supreme Court. And we're reading her, we're going over her piece that was in the Times today. She was talking about how Justice Alito said that by not addressing the Roe decision right now would cause turmoil. The turmoil wrought by Roe and Casey would be prolonged. He wrote, Alito wrote, "It is far better for this court and the country to face up to the real issue without further delay." And Ms. Greenhouse writes in her opinion piece, "There will be turmoil now for sure as the country's highways fill with women desperate to regain control over their lives and running out of time, perhaps followed by vigilantes across state lines. But the only turmoil that was caused by Roe and Casey was due to the refusal of activists, politicians, and Republican-appointed judges to accept the validity of the precedents." Justice Alito's reference to turmoil reminded me of nothing so much as Donald Trump's invocation of carnage in his inaugural address. There was no carnage then, but there was carnage to come. 49 years is a long time, but professional lives, including mine, are long as well. Greenhouse writes that, "I was a freshly minted journalist at the New York Times in 1969 when I received an assignment to write about the growing controversy over abortion. I immersed myself in the issue, interviewing and learning from lawyers on both sides of the debate. On January 25th, 1970, the New York Times Magazine published my article under the headline, Constitutional Question, Is There a Right to Abortion? It was, I believe, the first article in a general interest publication to survey the nascent constitutional arguments, and it has been quite widely reprinted. When I finished reading Friday's decision in preparation for writing this essay, I realized that I will have chronicled this profound issue across its entire arc, a perspective I never could have anticipated. Except, of course, that the story isn't over. Although Justice Brett Kavanaugh proclaimed with evident relief in his concurring opinion that the court was now bowing out of the picture and, quote, will no longer decide how to evaluate the interests of the pregnant woman and the interests in protecting fetal life throughout pregnancy, end quote, that is not likely to be the case. Those pesky women will keep coming up with problems. What about pregnancy-related medical issues short of imminent death? Rape, incest, fetuses doomed to die in the womb or shortly after birth. Will young teens be forced to bear children? Will women who receive a prenatal diagnosis of a serious fetal anomaly be forced to bring a child into the world who they can't care for adequately and in whom the state has little postnatal interest? What happens when states start prosecuting not only doctors, but women? Justice Alito has an answer to these questions. Quote, rational basis. A law regulating abortion, he writes, quote, must be sustained if there is a rational basis on which the legislature could have thought that it would serve legitimate state interests, end quote. And what might be such an interest? The list of legitimate interests is frightening. And this is a quote, I believe, from the opinion. It says, respect for and preservation of prenatal life at all stages of development, the protection of maternal health and safety, the elimination of particularly gruesome or barbaric medical procedures, the preservation of the integrity of the medical profession, the mitigation of fetal pain, and the prevention of discrimination on the basis of race, sex, or disability. With the exception of the first and second interests, the Casey decision itself recognized the state's interest in unborn life throughout pregnancy. These are anti-abortion dog whistles. The, quote, particularly gruesome procedures include a common method of second trimester abortion that some states have tried to outlaw. The, quote, integrity of the medical profession is a slam on doctors whom Friday's majority refers to as abortionists. The fetal pain issue is a canard, as fetuses lack the neural development to experience pain until late in pregnancy. And the discrimination issue refers, at least in part, to current state laws that would criminalize the abortion of fetuses with a Down syndrome diagnosis. Currently, most such pregnancies are terminated. And the dissenting opinion asks, quote, what about the morning after pill, IUDs, in vitro fertilization, or medical management of miscarriage, often the same methods used for abortion? No, justices, your work isn't done. What you have finished off is the legitimacy of the court on which you are privileged to spend the rest of your lives. So that's the opinion piece in the New York Times today from a person who was a reporter and covered the Supreme Court for over 30 years, Linda Greenhouse. Interesting stuff. What's your opinion? Yeah, feel free to give us a call. 844-967-2789 is the phone number. Wondering what you think. Where is it going to end? How far will they go? You think they're done? And what about lawmakers? What are they going to do now? Are they going to try to pass legislation to ban abortion nationwide so that women couldn't cross state lines? They couldn't go anywhere in the United States if they wanted to seek out abortion. Yeah. It's hard to say, but it seems like that's what they want to do. Whatever it takes. It's hard to believe we're at this point, but how many times have we said that over the past few years? Yeah, we're going to go to a break, and we're going to come back. How are we doing on time, Sam? Yeah, all right, let's go to a break. Feel free to give us a call, 844-967-2789. Let me know your opinion. We'll come back with more. You're tuned in to Matt Flynn Direct.
Shake their bones, and the politicians
black goes south and white comes north.